Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Lamb Lens. I'm Nicole Chen, Client Associate. I'm part of the Lamb Group here at UBS Financials in the Pasadena office. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about the business cycle. So essentially, the business cycle is how the economy rises and falls, usually going through an expansion, the peak, the contraction, and finally the trough. And how do we define an economic recession? That's a word that we hear a lot. So an economic recession is two consecutive quarters of declining GDP growth, of negative GDP growth. And Evans told me a very interesting theory from a Nobel Prize winner, Paul Romer, which was also his professor when he was at University of Rochester. So he won the Nobel Prize for coming up with the theory of endogenous growth. It suggests that continuous innovation and technology growth combined with sufficient government policy will allow for continuous growth in the economy and that it will not fall into a recession. A cool example we can look at is Australia. It actually went 29 years without technically having a recession. It might have some ups and downs, but it never had two consecutive quarters of negative growth. So from that, we can learn that AI and the current commotions that it's been making, we are expecting a 3% increase in expected productivity from all the AI. To put into perspective, Amazon projected for 2026 is going to invest $188 billion just in their capital expenditure for their research and so forth. That amount can buy a whole Starbucks and a whole CVS. Another example is Google, another name we hear about a lot in the AI space. It's investing $180 billion in 2026, and that amount equals to 80% of McDonald's. So how much McDonald's is worth right now? So when we hear these things, we actually have quite an optimistic view on AI and its impact on our economy. The business cycle, although in theory should go up and down, it doesn't mean that technology can't impact it, as we learned from our dear professor, Romer.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/The Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.